and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. meanwhile, back in the States.
Wow, the Echo's doing something really amazing today. I was almost in a good mood, too. They moved the cart deck back. That's a big plus.
Yeah, oh. The cart deck is back, and it looked like the Echo was going to work, but not quite.
I left out the one thing.
You forgot to do something?
Yeah, turn it on and off 52 times until the red light lights up. That's the only one. Maybe we'll get it working.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, we're still on shaky ground here, I'll tell you. This is The Hound. This is WFMU. We're back. The fabulous Mr. D is here.
Yep.
And Il Bruch is playing. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area tonight, check the papers. And Sally's working. If you're on the Bowery, you might want to crawl into the Great Jones and say hi. What do we got today? We got Soul Caboose. We got a tribute to the now dead champion Jack Dupree. We got a Hillbilly Poultry set. We got a classic rock set, our desperate attempt to get on.
Oh, yeah?
Commercial radio. Well,
oh boy.
It's actually like good records by bad people, you know, made before they realized that they were barking up the wrong tree.
Got to do a Louie Louie set. The last one was really inspirational.
Well, we can't. We're not allowed to drink beer in here. That song always makes me want to drink beer. Plus, it's a little too much of a frat party.
Yeah, but there's some good ones.
Other stations do that. Louie all the time.
The Wilbert Harrison one?
I mean, no, I know, but you know these stations do these Louie Louie marathons. I'm not going to do anything that any other station is going to do.
No, they just play the one song, though.
No, they play all different versions.
Oh, do they really? Oh, yeah?
One in Frisco, they did like 500... versions of Louie Louie, at least.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Well, it was because it's in Frisco.
And I'm not there.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. And I don't know if we're ever going to get that thing working. Anyway, what do we got queued up? Arthur Gunter.
Yeah, I got to shake it like a woman.
Yeah.
let her go. Never 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 let her go.
Like maestro, please. E flat from the top.
Baby, cause you knock me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Crazy about you, baby. Every time you leave me behind. Give me fever when you hold me tight. No, I'm really gonna love you right. The way you love me makes me wanna shout. Crazy about you, baby, cause you knock me out.
Oh, yeah.
My one and only pride. You, baby, because you knocked me out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You send me pretty, baby, every time you leave me behind. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy about you, baby, every time you leave me behind.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
You say that you don't want me, but I know you told me so. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? You say that you don't love me, 'cause I cramp your style so low. Now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? Mean woman, why do you do me like you do? So now you don't want me, baby, and now I have to go. Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Mean woman, why do you do me wrong? Well, since the day you left me, I've been so all alone and carrying just a memory.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, we've got Echo and a card deck.
We're whaling.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. That was Kid Thomas, Whale Baby Whale. Got a few requests for that I never got to. Freddie Fender, Mean Woman, Harold Barrage, She Knocks Me Out, our old pal Hayden Thompson, Love Me Baby, Baby, Baby. Arthur Gunter, same birthday as me, winner of the Michigan State Lottery.
Fact.
We're gonna shake. Anyways, this is The Hound, this is WFMU, and we got anything to announce?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's going on?
Jimmy Dawkins, Chicago Blues tonight, he's worth seeing.
Oh, yeah, you got, these guys were telling me about him last night.
The Senders have
what's
cut a tunnel
name?
To Bud. Fast Fingers.
Fast Fingers. The Senders are playing?
The Senders are playing Wednesday at the Continental Divide.
Oh, yeah?
Marshall Crenshaw, our old palace, tonight at the Bottom Line. That's all I know about.
Yep.
Oh, you want to do some news?
Yeah, how about the Great Minds Think Alike?
And what might that consist of? Dareden.
Part 1. Pierre, South Dakota, a man who wanted to belly up to the bar wandered into the wrong place, the Pierre Police Department. Police Chief Bill Abernathy said the obviously intoxicated man stumbled into the station Wednesday night and asked the dispatcher to point him to the bar so he could get a drink. The chief said the unidentified man was discouraged when told he wasn't in a bar. Dispatcher helped the guy find a friend to take him home. No charges were filed.
Well, that was in
a little luckier than
North Dakota. Yeah, this
guy,
this genius here in St. Louis, was arrested. He thought he was at a Burger King. A 38-year-old man was arrested and charged with drunk driving Monday after pulling up to what he thought was a drive-through window and placing an order. At the other end of the intercom was a booking clerk. Hey,
are these dated the same day?
I don't know. Maybe it might have been in the air.
January 23rd.
This doesn't have a date on it.
No, they usually have the dates on this.
Oh, 21st, no. Wasn't the same day.
Go.
Maybe it was something that passed over the atmosphere slowly. Took 2 days to get from North Dakota to St. Louis. Oh, boy. I don't know. We can go back and play some more records, that's what I think.
Yeah.
We've done talk plenty for now. Oh, no, there was... Okay, here was... There was a similar story. Yeah, I just couldn't find it. Drummond, Montana. Guy Barry Lee Brown got a speeding ticket on December 15th. On December 20th, he mailed a check drawn on a pair of laundered men's underwear. A judge wasn't amused and sentenced him to a brief stay in jail. Justice of the Peace Dale Hill cited Brown for contempt of court, fined him $100, and put him in jail overnight. Western Federal and Savings Loan in Missoula honored the check after Hill took it to the bank. Oh, it's a woman. Herself.
Yeah, the judge,
Barry
woman.
Lee Brown. She endorsed the briefs at the bank.
My favorite line in the story.
Yeah. Well,
there's a good thing out of London. They do a lot of wheel clamping there, I guess. You know,
London, England.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, where they
clamp
the wheel.
On your wheel, yeah.
But I guess not for tickets, but for like if you're parked in the wrong place, they'll just clamp you, and people are getting pretty upset about it. And this one guy, an employee, got his car clamped, and he was legally parked there, and he got in a forklift truck and picked up the clamper's van. With the clamper in it and was, like, headed towards, they were close to, like, a river or something.
Wow.
Headed towards a dock. But the thing stalled out about 10 feet in the air and about 3 yards from the water.
Too bad. That would have been the coolest thing that ever happened in England since the Magna Carta. Anyway, also in the news, champion Jack Dupree died this week.
Yeah.
Cut down in the prime of his life, age 82. Yeah, of cancer.
He was in town recently? Is that what
he was about 3 or 4 months ago. He spent most of his time in Europe. He moved there in like 59, but he came through occasionally. He was a pal of ours who played with him, said he's never been on stage with anybody that drunk who can keep it together. He never saw anybody got that smashed out of their mind.
There you go.
I could still play. Anyway, we're going to play a little tribute to champion Jack Dupree. This first one, you'll notice a few similarities between the Fats Domino's and the Fat Man. This is where Fats stole it from. This is a Junker Blues, which is from 41.
Not Fats.
Yeah, Fats.
You wouldn't do that.
Where is it? There it is. Thank you.
knocked out with that engine whine. 6 months, 6 months, and no, and 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99. I was standing on the corner with my reapers in my hand. Upstairs, the sergeant took my reapers out my hand. Use a needle, and my sister sniff cocaine. I don't use no junk. I'm the nicest boy you ever seen. My mother, she told me, and my father told me too, that junk is a bad habit. Why don't you leave it too? My sister, she even told me, and my grandma told me too, that using junk, partner, was gonna be the death of you.
big as you is. You can blow big as you is. Shaking, there's a mess. Shake, baby, shake. Oh, yeah.
Shake, baby, shake.
Oh, yeah. Shake, baby, I'm gonna buy you a diamond ring. Mama bought a chicken, she took him for a duck. Laid him on the table where the legs stuck up. Down to come the children with a spoon and a plate. Give me some, mama, I don't want to be late. Again.
Understand me. Always talking about I can't talk at all. You don't know who they is. Listen here. You can always tell when your woman got another man. You really can't tell, boy. You can tell. You can always tell. I had the fit to know that when your woman got another man. Well, she won't look straight at you, and she always red and sad. That what they do. Play, boy, play. You can always do this. Now, you don't want me, baby. You don't have to fool with me. Cause I sure can get another girl, long as I got my money. Yeah, I have my money. I always keep high 35, 40, and 50 cents in my pocket. This the last time I'ma tell you woman did the last time, I want to tell you. Woman did the last time, I'm going to tell you. And did the last time I ever will. The way you've been fooling around with me, you gonna give somebody care. You sure is.
Back.
It's the Hound. The Echo is sounding nice today, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was Champion Jack Dupree off to that big
booze pit in the sky.
Nasty Boogie. Stereo. We don't play stereo records too often. That was from Atlantic Records, about 59. His last good record. Blues from the Gutter, it's called, the album. We heard Tongue Tied Blues, which is a King, came out on King in 1949. Shake Baby Shake from a couple of records he made on RCA's Groove subsidiary in the late 50s, I think 57. Shim Sham Shimmy from the Red Robin label, New York-based label, 53. And Junker Blues, 1941 from OK. It's much cooler lyrics than the Fats Domino, Fat Man.
It's beautiful.
That was nice. Very nice. Anyway, what do you want to do? A little more news?
There? Yeah, a little more news.
Let's do that. I got one. Little genius here up in Webster, Massachusetts. He's not been, I guess it only gives you his first name. Oh, no. Christopher Plaza. He was taken to Hubbard Regional Hospital last Tuesday after he was trying to recreate a movie stunt. This is 13, you'd think he'd know better. He doused his clothes with lighter fluid, set himself on fire, and jumped from the garage roof.
They had a good reason for that.
Christopher and two friends had been jumping from the roof onto a mattress when they decided to make it more exciting by adding flames. The boys apparently believed the flames would be extinguished during the leap. Guess again, kids.
Didn't quite work out that way.
Feel free to try it at home. Shall I keep going?
Actually, give me what you're not going to read there, because I think there's something in there that I want to find.
From the Rockstars Kid Desk. And we do have Rockstars Kid Desk. Scott Haley, Bill Haley's son, barely knew his famous father, but he hopes to join him in the Guinness Book of World Records. Haley plans to mark his 32nd birthday on January 26th in Atlanta by running up and down the stairs of a 72-floor Westin Peachtree Plaza Hotel 8 times. That's a total of 1 mile. He wants to do it faster than the world record of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 24 seconds. Haley's father had died in 1981. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for Rock Around the Clock, which sold 25 million copies. Never liked that record. Never did. Haley was about a year old when his parents were divorced. Anyway, so he's going to run up and down the stairs. So, who cares? What a waste of time.
Wait, you forgot the tragic part, guy overcoming adversity part.
Oh, is that what you liked about this
story? Oh, yeah.
Was it in the bottom?
They were estranged for a long time, and then they started talking, and they
got... The rocker called his son in 1979, and after the first awkward conversation, they began talking regularly on the phone. That's interesting. A planned meeting never occurred. Bill Haley died of a heart attack a few hours after a phone conversation with his son, probably from running up and down the stairs. Haley was devastated. He quit school, drifted around. Then in 1989, a car crash temporarily disabled his back and legs and left him dependent on painkillers.
It's a real odyssey, man.
This doesn't make any sense. It says his 6'3" frame shot up to 270 pounds.
He got fat.
I know, but it doesn't.
They don't always.
It's a badly written sentence. Anyway, he took up running and lost weight. Then he started running up the stairs at a 38-story building in Philadelphia.
So he trains and then does this to get in the record.
Well, he should try putting the energy into something that might pay him some money, like professional golfing. We don't have to work very hard. You can make tons of money up until you never get too old. You just get better, I guess.
Something from That's the Way God Planned It desk?
No.
Please, let me do this.
Okay.
This is great. You'll like it. Malibu, California. Musician Billy Preston facing drug and molestation charges.
I was going to save that for the R&B, but go ahead.
Oh, well, we're doing
it. R&B sex crime desk, which is a regular feature on the show now. The news has been kind to us this year.
Yeah, I'll say.
Not so kind to young children, though.
This is Billy's second appearance. Surely not the last. Apparently. He's facing drug and molestation charges already involving a teenager. He's been charged with sexually attacking a man last summer. Preston, 45, pleaded innocent Friday to charges of sexual battery, assault with a deadly weapon and knife, and false imprisonment of a 38-year-old man he hired to do work at his house in August. Posted $25,000 bail. Authorities said Preston propositioned the man at his home last August. After he was turned down, he offered to drive the man to the neighbor's house, but attacked him in the car. Preston was arrested last August for allegedly trying to molest a teenager he had picked up to do work in his home. He faced 4 misdemeanor child molestation charges.
Now, kids,
drug charges,
what,
felony cocaine.
What's the moral of this story?
Don't work for Billy Preston.
Well, since we're on the subject, mass murderer Jeffrey Dahmer did lobotomies on some of his victims while they were drugged, and strangled them and dissected the corpses when his experiments failed.
When you get tired of making soup, you know.
You expect him to do when his experiments fail. Dahmer, age 31, drilled holes in the heads to deaden a portion of the brain and poured fluids into their skulls, said Dr. Frederick Fosdell, hired by the prosecutors to examine Dahmer. He had hoped to control and keep them around longer by making them zombie-like. They were not brutal, sadistic acts, he said. They were not brutal, sadistic acts?
No.
Dahmer
no.
admitted he killed and mutilated 17 people.
He confessed to having sex with some of the corpses and saving one man's heart to eat. What's he mean? He said he killed them in the most painless way he knew. Okay. It all boils down to the question of control, I'll say. But were they alive while he was doing this? Do you know that? One thing I read said they thought they were already dead.
Why would you perform a lobotomy on somebody who was already dead?
Well, right. I don't know. So that was the first story I read. And that's a
pleasant little story, isn't it?
Good old Jeff.
WFMU East Orange. You heard it here last. Let's play some more records. Got one queued up by the Silver Jets.
back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old couple burr? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Seen a chick walking down the street, kind of chick that you'd love to meet. I said, hey there, baby, going my way. She said, oh no, daddy, not your way today. She said, I like the way that you wear your clothes, and I like the way that you tie your bows. I said, well, come on, baby, let's split this scene. She said, oh, no, daddy, you ain't got no green. I said, tell me, baby, is there another man? She said, oh, no, daddy, you don't understand. I said, well, if there is, I'll bust him in two, and then I'll hand him back over to you. And I give her a look that would kill a dog. She said, I do believe I am going your way. I said, well, okay, baby, let's make hay. She said, all right, daddy, I'm yours today.
You put that small mind to some constructive use.
Would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Well, would you like to ride in my Rocket 69?
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
You'll have the whole time.
Rocket 69.
Well, you'll have to hold tight, Papa, while I go into my
spot. Rocket 69.
You love the new world, I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket 69.
We'll take off from the star and the moon, it's not too far.
Rocket 69.
Well, we'll take off from the star and the moon, it's not too far.
Rocket 69.
We'll ride and guide and be so satisfied.
Rocket 69.
Stand by. The rocket is ready to fly.
Rocket 69.
We're flipping, we're whipping
on the Rocket 69.
We're riding, gliding, be so satisfied. The trip will be fine in my Rocket 69.
Rocket 69, Rocket 69.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
I'm in love with you, baby, you know it's true. Honey, I'm crazy over you. Well, when I saw you walking down the street, you had long hair and you looked so sweet. I asked you, baby, where can we go? He says, honey, a rock and roll show, so well, we rock that day and we rock that night. Baby, you're just right. Honey, I'm in love with you, love with you, love with you. I saw you walking down the street. You had long hair and you looked so sweet. I asked you, baby, where can we go? He says, honey,
boom, boom,
to a rock and roll show. So well, we rocked that day and we rocked that night.
Boom, boom.
Baby, you're just right. Honey, I'm in love.
This is a hit!
Hey, baby, I got enough. People are talking, trying to buzz us up. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. Know what I do, where I go. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. They say you're long hotline, high business head in your neck. She'll have you crazy, I expect. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. Tell your long hotline, I think you're setting your head. I said, don't listen, baby. I said, don't listen.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oh, it's the Hound, WFMU. That was Bobby Davis, Hype You in a Cell in Your Head. Quite a concept, huh? Johnny Powers, Honey Let's Go. Connie Allen with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra, Rocket 69, by request. Bob Vidone and the Rhythm Rockers, from somewhere around here, like Elizabeth or something, New Jersey, Going My Way. The Blonde Bomber, Strolly Bun. We open up with the Silver Jets, Loberta. Kind of a lobotomy of Roberta.
Ooh, some titles.
Yeah, well, times are tough, Dan.
They're getting tougher, Ham.
You see this thing on the back? It was a little ad, classified type ad on the back of the New York Press, that paper they give away all over town.
Yeah, but I don't think I saw it.
Desperate. Will sell kidney or lung. Oh. $25,000 each. There's a phone number here. If anybody wants to call this fellow and bargain for a lung or a kidney.
Yeah,
kidney stew. Good eating for $25,000, it better be. 212-330-9096.
Is this guy a friend of yours or something?
No, I just thought, if he needs the money that badly, we might as well try to help him out.
Really?
That's going to be the next wave, rash of weird crimes, is people going to get their rare organs stolen.
Apparently there was a story that I saw in the file a couple weeks ago that we didn't do about, I think it was somewhere in the Mideast. They actually, all these guys hang out in a cafe hoping that someone will come in for a kidney and they'll buy theirs.
Kidney pie.
Yeah, it's like a little marketplace for human parts.
Also from the Times Are Tough desk, a sign on a homeless person snoozing on Upper Fifth Avenue. Don't embarrass yourself by leaving less than a dollar. This is the fashionable East Side. He must have wandered over from the East Side. Fifth Avenue being in the middle.
Oh, where was he? He was in Fifth Avenue.
You got a quick one there, Dan?
Yeah, actually, it's a tie-in to your the 13-year-old kids in fire story.
Mm-hmm.
This is across the ocean in Portugal. Five boys were killed when an explosion blew up a fireworks factory in the northern city of Guimarães. The boys, aged between 11 and 16, sneaked into the factory after dark looking for carnival fireworks. The officer said they caused the explosion.
Sneaked
by...
in to smoke a joint, not realizing where they were.
They were in a dark storage shed, and what do you do in a dark storage shed and you don't have a flashlight in a fireworks factory?
Light a match.
You bet. Jeez. Only one kid made it.
Well, on that note, let's go into our, we have a hillbilly poultry set today. How's that for high concept? All right, you ready?
Go for eat.
Bird's the word. The Leuven Brothers.
There's a little red hen lives down the street. She does the red hen hop with a drumstick beat. A chicken ain't a rooster if she can't make him crow. The red hen hop till she broke the roosting pole. Now the little red hen don't know her age, but she don't worry about turning gray. She does the red hen hop every time she lays an egg. And if you eat her egg for breakfast, you're gonna do the hop all day. Broad daylight.
feet since the day I was hatched. Mama never told me what the red hen hop has got. How do the red hen hop till the day they throw me in the pot?
Say, friends, now whether you're an old hand at raising baby chicks or you just want to try your hand at raising your own flock for your own use, I want to tell you about a really fine offer our good friends down at Red Top are making as an introductory offer to get you off to a good start. Now, friends, for a limited time only, you're going to be able to buy 100 fine, healthy Red Top baby chicks for just $1.95. That's what I said, folks. 100 Red Top baby chicks for only $1.95 per 100. Now, my friends down at Red Top tell me that as long as their present supply of baby chicks lasts, they'll continue this low, low price of $1.95 per 100. So a word to the wise, old swinging friends. Let's get your order of Red Top chicks in right now to WLAC, Nashville, Tennessee. Now, with each order, Red Top will send you their latest 1960 successful plan on how to make big profits raising chicks, turkeys, ducks, geese, and pheasants. Now be sure to ask for this free booklet when you send your order tonight to Chicks. Got that? C-H-I-C-K-S. Chicks in care of WLAC Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Now many folks just like yourself have been amazed at how easy it is to make $50, $75, even $100 extra every week by raising poultry in their spare time. Now, where else can you start making extra money with such a small investment, I ask you? Take advantage of this Red Top bargain offer while prices are at their lowest. Get that postal card or a letter in the mail right now, friends. Just address it to Chicks, C-H-I-C-K-S, Chicks, in care of WLAC Radio, and tell Red Top how many 100 Red Top chicks you want, 100, 200, or even 300 delivered at this bargain offer of only $1.95 per 100. Just 50 cents handling charge, and your order will be sent to you promptly.
You know, they tell me the shortest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And woman, if you listen, I got a few shortcuts for you, by doggies. Now, southern fried chicken, good hot biscuits like my mama used to make. Good hot biscuits smothered in gravy, that's what really takes the cake. I love you, darling, but my heart is in my mouth, and you gotta make fried chicken like my mama makes down south. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken, and good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south. And you want to be my wife, you better practice up on your cooking, cause mine's a hungry life. Be like my mama, put some coffee in the pot, and fry me a lot of that chicken, and keep them biscuits hot. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken, and good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south. Darling, cause I know that chicken's hot. If it won't fit into a skillet, then you'd better go get a pot. I like your cooking, and I want you to be mine. Your biscuits taste like mama's, and that chicken sure is fine. I love you, darling, like I love that good fried chicken, and good hot buttered biscuits like my mama makes down south.
And howdy, howdy. It sure is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys inviting you to 15 minutes good old country music on WAK Radio. The first part of our show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you. That was a yolk. Okay. Old Roadhog made that up just now. That's part of being in show business.
Well, I like my chicken frying size hanging around my pen. Young and tender and not so wise like some old stewing hen. Cause she's done seen a lot of every rooster in the lot. So I like my chicken frying size when I get my skillet hot. Chicken frying size, chicken just can't be beat. Nothing in the world can satisfy like good old chicken meat. Now the South has brought to fame that frying chicken's name. But any little chicken frying size is pretty well near the same. So I like my chicken frying size, and I bet you that you'll agree. A pretty little chicken a-walking by sure looks heavenly. From the day that I was born till Gabriel blows his horn. If I don't like chicken frying size, brother roasting theirs ain't corn. Chicken of my own, I'll resist as long as I can, stealing from another man. But I must have chicken frying size when I put them in the frying pan. Well, I like my chicken frying size hanging around my pen. Young and tender and not so wise like some old stewing hen. Cause she's done seen a lot of every rooster in the lot. So I want my chicken fried size when I get my skillet hot.
All right, mighty fine. Mighty fine. That's mighty fine. We right proud to be talking about Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, be too large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember, Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees, and before they're pee-pees, they're eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right. All right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights. And you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night. Boys, does Ernie still have that shooting match on Friday night? All right. If you need eggs, don't just sit around and brood. Ernie will deliver to your house if you don't live too far out. All right.
Well, it's a bop, 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 chicken, do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken, chicken, try to fly. Bright like sun, then bop, oh, we should get around. Let's bop, 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 chicken, do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken, chicken, flop your wings. Big rooster, she's a little hen. When we do the bop,
together, we sure kicked up the wind. Bop, 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 chicken, let's bop, 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 chicken, do the bop, 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 chicken, chicken, try to fly. Big blue eyes, I'm the envy of a million guys. Let's bop, 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 chicken, do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken, chicken, flop your wings. She kill me when she rolling my eyes. Let's bop, 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 chicken, do the bop, 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 chicken. Let's bop, 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 chicken, chicken, flop your wings.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
This is the Hound. This is WFMU, and we are talking music, my friends. The Wilder Brothers, Hip Chick and the Square Rooster. Like that one, Denois?
Yes.
I
can hear of it.
Troop Frouser, Chicken Bop. Merle Travis, I like my chickens frying size. Hank Penny, Southern Fried Chicken. Moving up with the Leuven Brothers, Red Hen. Can play that last one again? A few more times?
Three or four more times.
At least. That's a good one for the marathon. You can play it all day long.
Play it backwards.
Where's our man on the rock scene?
Who's that, my friend?
Roscoe.
Well, oh, is it vibe time already?
Oh,
it is. Yeah, it's one minute past.
Time sure flies. Well, we can do one from the rock desk. A little quote here from the genius of rock geniuses, Axl Rose. He is truly, utterly a moron. Anyway, he admitted to using a teleprompter because of his poor, stimulant, battered memory.
He's emulating Frank Sinatra?
Quote, unquote, I can do my thinking and not have... This way, I can do my thinking, and some deep thinking it is, folks, and not have to concentrate on things like memory. Otherwise, I'd rewrite the lyrics as I sing. Wow. Well, Kiss is in the news.
Thank God.
They were forced to call for help when 20 beefy transvestites tried gate-crashing their dressing room in Duluth, Minnesota. I didn't even think there was 20 beefy transvestites in Duluth, Minnesota.
I think Bob Dylan was behind it.
In the hopes of meeting the band.
Singer Poor Paul, Kiss.
Singer Paul Stanley said, I've never... Well, I think it's Gene's tongue that got drove him into a frenzy. Singer Paul Stanley, wait a second, I know his real name. Stanley Eisen said, I've never seen anything like it. Some of them were over 6 feet tall and built like barns. We refused to let them in. They started banging on the door.
They didn't want to party with them?
Gene Simmons' real name is Jaime Klein.
Get out. Is that a fact?
Yes, that's a fact. Former New York City school teacher, too.
Well, since we're around the vomology time, this is just a little... there's a cooling unit that's powered by sound. This power comes from actual sound.
So you have to blast an amp near it
It's a space-age refrigerator. It gets 10,000 times louder than a Rolling Stones concert. That's pretty loud.
The refrigerator does?
No, the power unit that works the refrigerator. It's powered by sound. Like,
wow.
Instead of electricity, it's sound.
Get one of those
power
in my house. The neighbors are really like that. I don't get it, though. I mean, why?
Oh, it's a space thing. It's
would be kind of hard.
They're flying it out to the space shuttle, Discovery.
We'd be able to hear it from here. That would make it like...
I just thought all this talking about loud noise would bring the Vibe Meister upon us.
Well, we'll do one more from the rock desk. Tough guy Billy Idol wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley. He pleaded guilty to punching a woman in the face. About the unclassiest thing you can do. Idol, age 36, was driving back from a nightclub when he smacked Amber Neville, age 23, with a hand heavily weighted with rings, which left ugly bruises. Police said Idol was drunk. In a plea bargain that allowed Amber to avoid giving testimony, Idol escaped a more serious charge of assault with a weapon, which could have sent him to jail for 2 years. Idol, dressed in black and trying to look conservative, was fined $2,000.
How can he look conservative?
Tammy Wynette is in trouble again. Somebody tried to blow up her house in Nashville. $150,000 in damage when somebody put a time bomb under a mattress in a dress room, in a guest room. Flames also destroyed an entire wing of her house, and she had just installed a $40,000 high-tech security net. I still think it's George Jones's idea of fun. She got kidnapped a while back. Remember that? She got
kidnapped. Oh, yeah. She's had a very rough time, personally.
Maybe she's just blown.
George's revenge? I don't know.
Maybe she blew herself up because she, in a desperate attempt for publicity. She hasn't had a hit record in about 15, 20 years.
Maybe she's trying to get George's attention.
Yeah, well, we've gone above and beyond the call of waiting for vibeness.
Yeah, I guess it's not happening.
So let's just go right into our VOM set. What do we got queued up? A good one. This goes out to Scott Curran, who gave it to Quine, who lent it to me.
Time to Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Yeah.
here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
I'm trying to.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was our VOM set.
I'll say.
Oh, the Stooges open up and bleed. There's a rumored Stooges reunion coming up on the 22nd of February, but it's a benefit concert for Rob Tyner of the MC5's family somewhere in Ann Arbor, but it's already looking like a, you know, one of those ridiculous events with
Super Jam,
Ted Nugent and Bob Seger and
a bunch of
nobodies.
John Cooper.
Then we have the Dolls, the studio version to give them a great big kiss. The Dolls are dropping like flies. You know, there isn't just the same amount of dead New York Dolls as dead Beatles and dead Stones put together.
Never thought of it quite like that.
Well, there you go. We're at Flash Cadillac, Mule Skinner Blues. I don't know, they were like one of those retarded 70s groups, like sort of halfway to shining out, but they made a couple of really great 45s. I don't know how they did it, how they had it in them. The Bell Notes, I've had it, and Bob Dylan, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, was recorded live in Liverpool, 1966.
That was a 45 RPM record, by the way.
Yep. As were the first three of the five. All the best records are on 45. Oh, it's PSA time. That's what it is.
Do your bit.
PSA time. The National Coalition Against Censorship is an organization dedicated to fight the preservation of our rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. To protect free expression, the NCAC monitors and publicizes challenges to free speech by groups and individuals attempting to impose their censorship under the guise of quote-unquote community standards. The NCAC publishes a watchdog journal called Censorship News and helps to mobilize support for artists, journalists, teachers, and other individuals or groups who have come under attack. If you would like to support the work of the National Coalition Against Censorship or would like more information, please write to National Coalition Against Censorship, 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York, 10023. That again, National Coalition Against Censorship, 2 West 64th Street, New York, New York, 10023. Oh, boy. You know, I love, you know, Brian and Renneke and Yap put the news together for us every week.
Yeah, crackerjack job. I'm fully overwhelmed with good stories.
You got to really wonder about ones like this. Here's one from Steubenville, Ohio, where Dean Martin's hometown. And, why this ended up on the news file. I guess one of those guys must have thought this was funny.
Is this a Kids Today story?
Kind of, yeah. A baby's body found in a book bag in the locker of the child's mother, a seventh grader who denied being pregnant.
This is so sad. You can't. This is
County
sad.
Coroner John Metcalf said the baby was alive at birth. The cause of death has not been determined. Anyway, basically the kid stuck it in a garbage bag and put it in her locker in Steubenville, Ohio, where Dean Martin was from. Good story, huh?
That had something to do with it. It's really sad. She was like saying that she wasn't pregnant.
Here's one.
Got any child abuse stories?
That was. What do you want?
No. That's kind of a. Anyway,
I got one. Clayton, North Carolina. A woman's 12-foot pet python grabbed her hand and swallowed it and began working its way up her arm. But the woman told rescuers, "Don't kill my snake." She's lucky she didn't have it around her neck and choke her to death, said Marvin Parrish, chief of Clayton's rescue squad. The unidentified woman managed to call 911. She was feeding hamsters to her snake. Maybe it was a hamster's getting their revenge. And the snake grabbed the woman's hand, swallowed it, and then coiled around the rest of her arm, squeezing which is a python's method of suffocating and subduing its prey. The woman was so adamant about not harming her snake the rescue workers could do nothing but call a veterinarian who, by coincidence, had returned from a reptile seminar earlier this week. And I'm sure there was a lecture, what to do when a snake swallows your hand.
Coincidence?
Well, anyway.
Read on.
It just sort of let go by itself. The pythons have no venom, but their mouth harbors potentially harmful bacteria. I guess we're just trying to swallow her whole.
A special feature of the teeth pointing backwards, which makes it harder for things
right, to keep
go
live
the
meals
other way.
From escaping. It's geared so things go down and don't come back up. It would be harder to pry off a snake than you might imagine, especially a big old python.
You want a massacre story? Massacre story update? the final results.
Let's keep the laughs coming.
The final results here. This was actually the second worst massacre in California history, the first being the McDonald's restaurant one.
Right, 20 billion served, only 22 dead.
This was Richard Farley. He says, I'm not somebody...
What happened? What's the massacre?
I was going to give you the quote first, but the massacre first. He was sentenced to die for killing 7 people in a rage over unrequited love. I'm not somebody who is demonstrative or prone to shedding tears.
7 people? That's the second place?
He expresses things other ways. Yeah, that's second place. I do feel sorry for the victims. I'm not a perfect human being. I'm good. I'm evil.
He's close.
Prosecutor said, planned the rampage to get the attention of a former co-worker who rejected him. Called Farley a vicious killer who had complete disregard for human life. The defendant killed with an intention to prove to the object of his unrequited love that he wasn't a wimp anymore. During the trial, prosecutors detailed Farley's...
Still a wimp.
Farley's 3-year obsessive pursuit of Laura Black. He sent her more than 100 letters, followed her day and night, left gifts on her desk, and rifled through confidential personnel files to glean tidbits about her life.
Girls, if somebody's stalking you,
somebody tries that method.
Just shoot them. Plead self-defense.
Despite her repeated rejections, he persisted. A year later, he returned to the firm. The girl was shot in the rampage. Farley, 43...
Can die from being shot in the rampage.
Here's what he had to say for himself.
I bruised my rampage this morning. Let me tell you, folks.
Ba-boom. He admitted the killings, but pleaded innocent, saying he never planned to kill, but only wished to get Black's attention or commit suicide in front of her, whichever came first, to make her feel guilty for rejecting him. His attorney argued that his judgment was clouded by his obsession with Black and that he wasn't violent before the slayings and likely wouldn't kill again.
Well, just one more chance.
But assistant DA says he spent years preparing the murder by taking target practice and buying weapons, including the firearms and 98 pounds of ammo he used that day.
He used 98 pounds?
Yes.
Wow, there's a lot of loose cannons out there, folks. Be careful. Anybody looks at you funny, kill them. Anyway, let's do Soul Caboose. We haven't done a Soul Caboose in ages. You know, we forgot last week. We didn't even know that there was an Empire State Soul Club, so I missed it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I got the thing in the mail like today. No, I didn't know. It's the post office's fault because of that holiday, I think.
Yeah, things can take a long time.
Anyway, if you missed the Soul Club like me, dedicated to you.
Dance on.
Willie Mitchell, kicking it off. Kick it, please.
Get out on the this is Eddie Floyd, and you're listening to The Hound on WFMU.
Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "I'm not that Firebird bad, motherfucker, but I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man. Yeah," end quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, "serves him right," end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
like them like that. She's the devil.
Times Square, you gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
Who is this hound? The greyhound?
Why?
drank deep. Sometimes you're good to me, even though you're bad for me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was Soul Caboose. Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band, Wine. Think those guys ever got drunk?
That's beautiful.
That's quite
Didn't
a piece of work.
Sort of a hit?
Yeah.
Semi-hit?
What was it? Like Funky NASA or something like that? Express Yourself. Express
Yourself.
That
was, yourself. That
was their big hit, yeah. Counting backwards, Luther Ingram, Foxy Devil. Shorty Long, that's the original version of Devil with a Blue Dress On. Eddie Floyd, Holding On With Both Hands. And we opened up with Willie Mitchell, That Driving Beat. Mm. Wow, listen to the echo. Half of it's work and half of it's your voice, Dan.
Oh, yeah?
It's sort of like, I don't know.
I sort of heard it.
Anyway, Brian called in disclaiming that he and Yop had anything to do with this week's news. It was Renica did it all.
She
didn't realize we were going to put a laugh track on it, so we sort of changed things.
There is a ton of stuff. What do you want to go for here?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care.
Whatever
you want, Dan.
Well, this is kind of an interesting twist on things. This Ghost Shadows Dominican gang deal.
I don't want to do that one, you know, because we eat dinner right near those guys.
You don't want to touch that one?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, you got to listen. Buy the paper. It's a pretty good one.
Do I have anything here?
The Sonny Bono for Senate?
The Sonny Bono campaign trail.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's scarier than David Duke or not.
Well, it seems to be scaring Sonny a little bit.
Well, he's a Scientologist.
Oh,
he's been prepared for it. Oh yeah, he's a biggie in the world of Scientology.
Right.
And I don't think they're much above ex Ku Klux Klan members.
Right.
Lisa Marie is also a Scientologist.
I did know that. John Travolta. Mm. He is freaking himself out, though.
Me too.
He says it's harder than expected. Here I am in a race about 50 years older than I was 3 months ago. I was somewhat naive. I didn't understand the scope of the game, the depth of the game. When you're standing on the outside, you view it like Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He's going for the seat vacated by Alan Cranston. He's a Republican nominee. We were going for it. He conceded his inexperience in foreign policy Friday during a San Francisco appearance, but he said he was as able as anyone else.
Good chance of that. Probably more able than some.
All I have is my brain. He should have just ended it right there.
And not much of that.
And my mind and my heart.
Brain and his mind.
And my soul and my ability. He doesn't mention his good looks. To assess the situation like the next guy.
Like the next guy.
Anyway,
we'll do one more. A Texas A&M's basketball team, who are 3-10.
Oh.
Seems they were kept hitting each other in the face with the ball during the game warm-up. It wasn't a case
warm-up.
Of nerves. A heater had malfunctioned at Baylor University Arena in Waco, Texas, Saturday night, sending carbon monoxide fumes into their locker room. They were treated at the hospital for whatever it is that happens to you. Everybody started getting headaches and dizzy. We thought it was the jitters. During a passing drill, everybody was throwing the ball, hitting each other in the face, throwing it into the stands, bumping each other. We couldn't catch the ball. Anyway, they were treated, released, and sent back to basketball practice. Let's play some more records.
Yes.
I like this one a lot. The Sparkle Tones, Rocket. These guys had to break up because they were too young to play bars and they couldn't get gigs anywhere, even though they had a huge hit.
Sure it wasn't the name?
Couldn't have been.
What a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Well, me and my baby, we're moving through outer space. Oh, yeah. Me and my baby, we're moving through outer space. Well, I made me a rocket from an old beach crate, and I suited it up like an 88. I grabbed my baby and started to hop. Look out, Mars, you are next stop. Ooh, what a rocket. baby, we're moving through outer space. Oh yeah, me and my baby, we're moving through outer space. Baby didn't have too much to say. She grabbed my hand and she started to flip. She said, honey, don't you wreck the ship.
Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Oh yeah, me and my baby were moving through outer space.
Well, when we landed on the moon, we met this fella whose name was Goon. He started to bopping and he ain't no square. Rock and roll is everywhere.
Ooh, what a rocket. Ooh, what a rocket. Me and my baby were moving through outer space. Oh yeah, me and my baby were moving through outer space. Ooh, what a rocket.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time here. You're greasy enough.
Hey, Dr. Kinsey, I read your report. Now I'm mad at all the women, and I'm gonna drag mine to court. So won't you tell me, Dr. Kinsey, what am I gonna do? Because of you. You said girls are painting before they're at 15. I think the amount was 3%. I got one darn near 50. She wants more than one chip. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, can that report be true? Love from 2 to 5 men, and 13% love from 6 to 10. Now enlighten me, Dr. Kinsey. Man, how long has this job been going on, huh? Just think of all the poor men that have been done wrong. 26% of married women before they were 40 years old. I've been unfaithful to the husbands. At least that's what I've been told. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, man, just what is the cause of it all, huh? Well, the report that you've given, a man is beaten before he falls. Now 83% will live true to their mate. 17% just wouldn't even think about going straight. Of that 17% that went off on the deep end, was mostly because they were a accommodating friend. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, what am I gonna do? Well, the percentage is against me. Guess I'll just continue to be the
you put that small mind to some constructive use.
Oh, well, I hope that he's
he's a real clean thing. And every time you see him, he never says a thing. He wears a real sharp clothes and a $2 ring. A real cool cat, and he also sings. He says, oh well, well,
oh, well, well.
That's all right, he says, oh well, well,
oh, well, oh, well.
Rock tonight, he says, oh well, well,
oh, well, oh, well.
Riding high, everybody's coming to the jump and jive. Now, well, now, old Daddy Dean, he's got a Cadillac car, and all the girls that come from near and far. And when he's out of driving on a sunny day, this is what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
That's all right, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Rock tonight, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Riding high, everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
Ooh, whoppy, whoppy, do today.
Got a Cadillac car, and all the girls have come from near and far. And when he's out and driving on a sunny day, this is what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well,
oh well, oh well, oh well.
That's all right, they say, oh well,
oh well, oh well, oh well.
Rock tonight, they say, oh well,
oh well, oh well, oh well.
Riding high, everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
This is a hit!
Would you believe it? I have a cold. Cold, but I've never felt better in my life.
Well, I've been drinking tequila all day. Well, I've been drinking tequila all day. And I know that belief is just a swallow.
But I've never felt better in my life.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Day, but it's yours.
colors don't seem right. Your eyes keep on haunting me. Your lips keep taunting me. Girl after girl, I go from girl after girl, dance after dance, kiss after kiss, but it's always like this. I'm older than someone new. I'm thinking still of you.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Come on, baby. Please. Even don't try so hard to get along with me. I don't want you where you don't want to be. And if
thank you. Good night.
Truly majestic echo going on there.
Like that. That's the Five Royales. Say it. Loman Pauling. Complete misanthrope with a guitar in his hands. We heard Counting Backwards, Troy Shondell, Girl After Girl. Huey Smith and the Clowns, Would You Believe My Baby Has a Cold. It's Huey Smith's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Huey.
See Jehovah's Witness now. The Caps, Daddy Dean. Bob Quine once played in the band with a sax player from the Caps.
Like high school or?
A little bit after high school. Big Duke Henderson, Hey Dr. Kinsey. I'd like to do a whole set of songs about Kinsey, but I only have two. The Sparkles, Rocket. So we can just play them over and over again.
Loop tape.
Oh, well, what were the announcements again? Let's see. Our old pal Marshall Crenshaw is at the bottom line tonight.
That's the one.
Senders Wednesday at the Continental Divide, and Jimmy Fastfingers Dawkins, he's worth seeing over this place, Chicago Blues, and that's all I pretty much know about. We got a lot to get to. I want to do this classic rock set, because, you know, they say, well, Hound, you'll never get a job in radio because you don't play those artists that the people demand, and you turn these radio stations, you hear all the same old crap. I thought, well, maybe they're just playing the wrong songs by these guys. So
you got some Led Zeppelin queued up for me?
No Led Zeppelin, but I got one by David Gates of Bread fame. What a great name for a hippie capitalist band, Bread. Anyway, and we got some, you know, you'll hear.
We'll know who they are?
Maybe. I'll tell you later.
Got Adolf, Homer, Sweet Little Alice and the Headsperson, Paul, Pocahontas and the Greek Chorus, the Ethiopian Chef, Rafe and the Chesty Young Thing, Limehouse, Leonard Box, Gwendolyn, Ava Brown Jr., and Harry the Nimrod? Russ Meyer's up, that's what.
Hi, I'm Russ Meyer, your old bosom buddy from Hollywood, introducing my new flick, Russ Meyer's Up, a honey bucket of belly laughs and rollicking grown-up fun. And something for the ladies, too.
Russ Meyer's Up. Don't feel down. See up.
It's humongous.
Russ Meyer's Up.
Russ Meyer's Up.
Rated X.
beauty, style, dreams, the Yum Yum Girls have it, and swing into action in a new motion picture where anything goes for a crack at the top.
You two are going to get the break of a lifetime.
A fast-swinging romp through a multi-million-dollar industry, the entertainment world, the Yum Yum Girls, always game for something new. Anything could happen, any place, any time.
I mean, I'm the girl you're looking for.
A film that takes you inside the sizzling world of the Yum Yum Girls. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Don't shine, the wind don't blow. I'll never see my baby no more. All right. Yeah, all right. But I love a little baby with all of my mind. But I look for him, I look for there. I look for my little baby everywhere. All right. All right. I love my little baby with all of my mind. I'm going.
The graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
But here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. Well, if I seem just a little out of pocket, can't find me no plea. I tie my mail to a high-flying rocket that's to outer space. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon. Take my fingers on the switch. The man in the tower hollered blast off a ray and I landed in the ditch. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. I'm gonna build me a satellite. And rock around the moon. Tell the chicks on Mars I'm a-coming up to see them soon.
Meet the savage sweethearts. They'll feed 'em, treat 'em, and eat 'em alive. Angels, wild women. They're hot, hard, and mean. Too tough for any man. Here are girls who leave their psycho gang lovers in search of a new and even wilder life. They've had it all, but by now, all is not enough. They want even more. Now, the weaker sex turns on to women's liberation too much and becomes the wilder sex. See Angels Wild Women from Independent International. They're beautiful, baby. Beautiful. Angels Wild Women in color, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
You'd better watch out for little psycho lady. Watch out for little psycho lady. Watch out for little psycho lady.
Watch out for little psycho lady.
She don't wear glasses, she don't wear skirts. Just tight blue jeans, boots and racing shirts. She tears up those beats alongside Pasadena. Little psycho lady, they just don't come any meaner. Y'all better watch out for little psycho lady.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
it's the Hound, and that's that was our classic rock set. Lou Reed and leading the Beach Nuts there, Psycho Annie. It's better than anything he's done in quite a while. Ray Sawyer of Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show fame, remember them? Sylvia's Mother with Rockin' Satellite. Russell Bridges, that was Leon Russell before his lobotomy, All Right. Baby Ray and the Ferns featuring Frank Zappa, How's Your Bird? And David Gates of Bread fame with Walkin' and Talkin'. It's just not that they play the wrong people, they play the wrong records by the people on these other stations. Anyway, we got like 11 minutes left, so let's just go right in. I got a request to get out of the way by Garland Davis.
I got a girl over there. Yeah.
cat comes on like Godzilla.
By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Yeah.
back in the jungle.
Well, that certainly craps it up. The Paragons there, let's start over again. Buddy Bennett and the Margulators, Baby Don't Go, Garland Davis, I Got a Gal. Thank you, Denois.
Thank you, Ham. A lot of fun. We made it again.
We'll be back next week if the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise. Kathy Smalley's filling in for Wild Girl. The next Hangover Hop will be February the 29th for all you animals out there. Let's hit it.
WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.